Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. To get everyone in the holiday shopping spirit a bit early, Raycon is currently offering 20% off everything on their site, with select products up to 50% off. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. Hey, everybody, it's Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
Welcome back to the show where a married couple sits down after 31 years.
Yeah, good job.
31 years of marriage. 3 decades plus one. I was a little scared. I don't like to get these things wrong. I know your birthday. I don't know your phone number. It's amazing what modern technology has done to me and the things I used to have to know, and now I don't know
them. Now you don't. So now you have to learn other things to take their place.
But you know them.
That's fine.
Driver's license number.
No, I know my driver's license number.
Well, you know my social security.
Yeah.
I don't know yours. You know my credit card number.
Yeah.
You used to know something about my license, though, didn't you? I thought you did.
No. Your license.
You did some magical thing at a place where I needed ID, and you rattled off this number. I couldn't believe you did it.
That was probably mine.
That was probably yours. She's good with numbers. Let's put it that way.
I like numbers. They don't fail me.
Yep. Numbers are good. We're glad to be back, though. Hope you guys are well. We had a very busy week last week.
Scooched right into November, and now we're halfway through it.
That's right. And guess what? It's the 10th, and guess what's already up in our house?
A Christmas tree.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you like the way I did it this year? I changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I like where it is.
Kind of fun.
I like how it looks. I actually really like where it is, weirdly.
It's not in the front room anymore. We had some bookshelves. We put some bookshelves in the front room to make it more of a library with the two couches and all that. But now there's no, if you put up a tree in the living room, in the front room anyway, it would be the entire middle of the living room.
Yeah, it'd be too much. It was already
sit on the couches.
And it was already kind of a little bit much before, I thought. I felt like it was really cramped in there. I think
if we were opening presents in there, yes, we were very cramped in there.
Yeah.
It's a very small, just entryway. What would you call it?
I don't know what that is.
We use it as a library because that's really fun.
Yeah, picture a giant library with ladders and books scaling to the ceiling or anything.
That would be lovely, but no.
No. It's just like a little nook. Bookshelves.
It's just a little
entryway
room.
It's like a visiting nook, you know? A neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, what's up? You're new here. Come on in, have a seat. Let's chat," like that kind of place. That's what it is.
All right. A lot of people have those.
Yeah. And we moved it into the tree, into this more common living area where we're always hanging out.
It's kind of
anyway.
One great room. You can go from the living room, dining room, kitchen, all in one space.
Yeah. And we got music in there. You got a flat screen TV hanging up there in case you want to watch your stupid Hallmark Halloween.
Stop it.
Holiday things. Not Halloween. Have you started
You're
on
not
that?
Stupid.
Have you done that
not
yet?
Not yet.
What's the holdup?
There's no holdup. I just have to be in that. Right, I have to get all the Christmas decorations up first.
Oh, okay.
I'm not quite done.
She made a little town. There's like a little lovely little, like cute little town.
It's a Christmas village.
Village, sorry.
It's on our little buffet in the kitchen, in the dining room.
Buffet? We have a buffet?
That thing that holds the winter village, you can put food across the whole thing.
That's called a buffet?
Yeah.
I thought it would be called like a credenza or something.
That would be a desk.
Yeah.
In
well,
an
no.
office. A yeah. Credenza. Right. This is a buffet. So it's kind of the same piece of furniture, but you use it as a buffet in your kitchen.
Yeah. But right now it's got a little town on it.
Yeah, you're not gonna we're not using anyway. It as that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, for now, it acts as a holiday town.
It's a holiday village.
So
it's adorable.
I feel like we did this last year too. You went pretty early. But part of the reason it feels like we're cranking on the holidays is this year felt like we had no fall at all.
Well, we just did
have
fall. We were just super busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone had fall, but it felt like we were so busy, we never had a minute to enjoy it. We didn't have any, like...
By the time it slowed down, it was like, there's a lot of leaves out there. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, we had the funeral. We had, you know, just every... It just felt like everything was going on.
It was a lot going on at one time. And now...
Nick is hitched.
This week,
yeah.
Nick got married.
He got hitched. He made the big jump in matrimony. yeah, Nick, we had a very small, mostly legal wedding. Mostly designed to just get the legalities out of the way because they have bigger plans next spring, summer.
Yes.
To celebrate a bigger wedding.
Yes, this was their very small, very intimate wedding.
Yeah, we had us.
Just our families.
And us, sisters, brothers, Taylor's kids, of course, and then...
It was 13
his
people.
His family, or her family. Yeah, 13. It was, yeah, literally 13 people, which has its ups and downs, I'm gonna say. On the one hand, it's kind of nice, and it's very, like...
It's very intimate.
Close,
it's very
and intimate.
Close.
Yeah. But then there was also a feeling of, like... You know that feeling? How do
like
I explain
that feeling
this?
When it's over, and you're like, are we done? Do we?
Yeah, what do we do now?
Because a crowd of people kind of... lets you know what to do next.
Right. Or there's
you're
big...
like, well, we made reservations for dinner. Let's go.
Or there's someone on an organ going, bang, 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 yeah. bang, 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 and they didn't do that. Right. We just had this very small space. It's a wedding space.
Yeah. It's a small wedding space. It had music. We had chairs. Yeah. We had a really pretty octagonal shaped thing in the front made of wood that Scott was able to stand under.
Oh, I performed the wedding.
Scott
did I not mention
the
that?
Wedding. No,
I did.
You didn't.
That's my fourth now. three of the four are all holding strong. Good job, everybody. Let's keep that
great
up.
Great job.
And even the one is just a separation. That may fix itself. Never know.
You never know.
Reconciliation is possible.
Babe, you have your participation in these weddings has nothing to do with how they go.
I know, but I can't help.
Saying,
I can't help
not
to
a,
feel.
It's not a win or a lose whenever... Anything happens with these?
Yeah, but I can't
couples.
Have to feel like a little bit of.
Do you?
Like a little bit of curse? Like I'm the like I'm the problem?
No, not
I know,
at all.
I know it's stupid, but I can't help it. Just this little fee. I want to go
He's
help
over
him.
There. You win some, you lose some. It's not poker.
Like I want to go sit between them all on a couch and hold each other hands and say,
All right, everybody.
How are we doing here? Are we.
You can. You know most of them really well.
Because remember, you all promised each other. Well, one couple lives in Europe. I don't know if I can get over there very often. But Singapore, even harder.
Are they in Singapore now?
Yeah, I think they're still there.
Very cool.
I haven't heard from them in a long time. I know they're still together, but it's been a bit. So I hope they're
listening. Send a little note.
Yeah, let us know.
We're doing okay.
Anyway, so that happened, and he's married, and it's all good. And he seemed very happy, and you know, it's the first time where I went, oh yeah, he really loves her.
Absolutely.
I mean, I knew it before. It's hard to explain. Like you don't really know.
You see it more at a wedding.
Because
very sweet.
How you
they're
feel about somebody too. Else like that is hard to discern unless you're the person feeling it.
Yeah. So
when you see other people, you don't really know. But in this moment at that thing, I went, oh, we're good. This is fine. This is all good. They're not going to be one of the four that is a problem.
Oh, gosh. You really think you have a hand in this. You don't.
I know, I don't. I'm just, you're totally right. I'm a signature on a piece of paper. That's it.
Yeah. We're totally happy for them. It was really cute. Scott hadn't even met her parents until that day, which was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. Because, I really liked her mom. I thought she was awesome. The dad and I are, you know, we're having man moment of like, we're not quite sure what to say to each other.
But, the two dads.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Dads are hard. We don't know what we're doing.
That's all right.
But she seemed
they were really
lovely.
It was really fun to then we went to dinner and so we got to actually talk
hang out and get to know each other and it was
watch Phoebe
I had
wear my reader glasses. That's what Scott had posted.
We we went to this place. She looked like a Karen complaining about the service. That's why I put that up. But we went to this place called The Porch near us.
It's called porch.
Or just porch. Yep. And it's kind of like fancier food, but in a Southern style.
Yeah.
So like porch meatloaf isn't just crappy meatloaf. It's like a really...
There's nothing crappy about meatloaf.
Well, you know what I mean. Like my mom made crappy meatloaf okay. my whole life.
Like the hamburger has pimento on it.
Yeah.
That's a very Southern dish that a lot of women seem to have their own version of pimento spread.
Right.
Pimento cheese.
Right.
And that's on the burger.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
They have this crazy good cornbread with this. Yes. We've talked about that before.
Tomato Tabasco jam.
Yeah. It's so good. And then they have a pickle jar. We always get that.
And they pickle whatever they have in there. It's like all cold pickled or quick pickled, and it's crunchy, crunchy. This time it was green beans and bell peppers and pickles and
yeah.
Oh,
sometimes
so
it's
good.
Cauliflower, sometimes it's carrots, sometimes
so good.
Whatever. But anyway, we hung out there. I ate a burger called the Garlicky Burger,
and that it lived up to its name.
Oh man! All night long, just burping up memories.
I heard you get up in the middle of the night and need a little bit of Tums. A
little. Anyway, it was good though, and happy for them. So nice job, Nick and B.
Congratulations.
Yep. B is short for another name. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
It's Brinley.
I know.
You can do it.
Am I allowed to say it? I don't know. She likes B better than the full
yeah,
name.
Yeah, but that's still her full name.
Okay.
I mean, her name's Brinley.
All right. So Brinley and Nick. Brinley and Nick Johnson.
Nicholas. Yes.
Yeah.
if we're going for whole names here.
Who we almost named Harry. We dodged that bullet.
Would not have been a good idea.
No, Harry Johnson's trouble. Yeah. Let's move on to this. So the baby's doing this thing that Kim told me about today, which cracks me up. This is Phoebe, who's now, 12 months plus?
13 months.
13?
Yeah.
Hold on. Didn't we just do the year?
Yeah, that's only 1 month later.
Oh, that's 12. Yeah, duh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh, Scott.
Math.
It had a weird night.
She looks over at Taylor yesterday, and I had Nana day, so I have Nick. I have Van with me all day.
Yeah.
Because we do once a week, we do a Nana day, and yesterday
color and draw and logo, Legos and all that stuff.
Yeah, we did a ton of fun stuff. Yeah. Anyway, she's at home with Taylor because it kind of gives Taylor that day of just hanging out with the baby. It's kind of the one-on-one. It's really nice. But she looks over at Taylor, and she points at her belly. She has her shirt off and she points at her belly and pokes at her belly button and goes, cracker.
Cracker, I'm hungry. This is a kid who has mostly learned to speak early.
Yes.
So that she can get shit
what she
wants. Yeah. Because she wants everything when she wants it, and she's more than happy to form words to say it. But yeah, and that's her belly, not Taylor's shirtless belly.
It was the
her
baby's.
Own belly.
He's just
yeah.
like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Points at her belly, pushes in, and says cracker in a very sad way.
Usually it's num num.
Num num.
She knew specifically what she wanted. So
yeah, she's super cute. But this I don't want to skip over this Nana Day thing. I think it's really important that Van has that with you, because as anyone who's had two kids or more knows, the first kid, for while they're around and alone as the kid in the family, they get all the attention. 100% of it. Like a burning sun on an earth, you know, just rah, you're getting all my energy, all my power. And then another one comes along and the sun has to split its job and give attention to this new thing. And sometimes more because it needs it because it's vulnerable
a
baby and it's pooping its pants and it's all its things. And so the other one's like, wait a minute. A hot 5 minutes ago, I was the focus of everything, and now I'm not. What's up with that? And I remember our girls going through that. Taylor,
absolutely.
Taylor really resented Carter.
She used to go to your mom's, once a week, and get totally spoiled, and that was really helpful for me and for her.
Yeah, it was good for her because it meant, I am still really important in this equation. I just, you know, it's a learning thing. He'll be fine. This is normal. Any parents out there that are going through this, do not stress about this. You're going to think it's weird. The older one might push the younger one or be rude about its toys or something like that. You're going to see these things.
Yes, they don't want to share.
Yeah, and you're going to think, oh no, what have I created? But you're wrong. It's just normal.
It's normal.
It's normal stuff. They adjust. It's how it goes. One day, Taylor and Carter couldn't be more close now.
Oh, yeah. They're like best friends
now.
Yeah,
they love each other.
But as little kids, no. Not so much.
They struggled. So that's going on. Van's going through some stuff. But having him over here and giving him full attention. He's obsessed with Lego right now. And we'll sit and watch Lego YouTube for supervised,
watch
of course.
Build everything.
Yeah, he's not just, you know, clicking around YouTube and accidentally listening to somebody's Nazi manifesto or something. He's actually just where we want him to be. But anyway, he loves it so much, and he will sit there and just stare at close-up camera of hands putting Lego together.
And then say, will you build that with me?
Yeah. He wants to build everything. Oh, we didn't mention this. Sorry. This is such grandparent crap that we're doing right now. But
we?
I mean, mostly me. But at the wedding, I finished. Everything was done. We were kind of getting ready to get out of there. Yeah. And Van suddenly gets underneath this little overhang that we did it under.
Arch, yeah.
And he goes, okay, you stand over there. You do the. He started basically doing
paper,
what I did.
The one you were holding, the little book that you were holding that had all the information in it. And he stands up there and he opens up. He goes, everybody sit down.
Yeah, he was going to perform a second wedding.
He was ready to. He did that at the funeral where he sat down and he says, can I go talk up there?
Yeah,
he really. He saw the microphone and went, looks like fun.
He might be my heir apparent.
We need to get him on a microphone first, see what he does.
Because Nick is like you. He doesn't like public speaking or, you know, any of that. The girls aren't really into it either. They get nervous. I don't at all. And maybe he's the one.
Maybe he's the one that just wants to talk.
I'll hand my Heil PR40 microphone to him and say, here you go, dude.
I think you should record something with him and see how he does with the microphone.
Yeah, he's
with
probably
the headphones in, see it, like have him listen to himself afterwards.
Yeah,
like that. That would
sit
be really
right here
fun.
And do it. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah.
I think that would be fun for him.
I think we might do that. But anyway, so Kim got him some Lego and now he's playing with that. And then we realized this might be a bad idea because Lego, for all their wonderment and loveliness, have decided to be one of the most expensive hobbies in the history of the world. It's so expensive now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Everything you would get with Lego now, and it's all sets because it's no longer. You can go and just buy a bunch of pieces.
You can, yeah.
And that's.
But the cool part
kind
is the sets because they are Bluey sets or Spider-Man sets or
Star Wars,
Mario.
Whatever. Yeah.
We saw a lot of really fun Mario ones yesterday.
Yeah, the Mario one's really cool. And and all of it though is like got these horrendous price tags. And I feel a little bad.
For Nana Day, for just going and picking up something fun, it was a little harder to find something in my price range because I don't want to spend $60 on a set that we may not get to that day, which he would want to.
He'd want to do it now. Yeah.
So we ended up buying the basic set that makes like 20 little things. So that was really fun because we made three of them and he thought that was so cool.
Yeah,
he
loves it.
It's cool.
So his parents are taking him to an actual Lego store this weekend, probably tomorrow.
Yep.
And he's going to lose his mind. Oh my gosh.
He's going to want it all is the hard part. And it's really hard to say no to him. For me, it is anyway.
There are some Lego builders on YouTube that make millions of dollars a month just on their YouTube channels. We should make Van
just
be the
building?
Ultimate four-year-old. aimed
if I didn't
at kids
have to help build the whole time.
For millions, that would be worth it. Let's do it. It's our new business.
Oh my gosh.
So long, Frog Pants. Time for a new era.
Lego building. Holy crap.
What else? Oh, we might need to go to BlizzCon again next year. It's been a bit. If you remember, we conceived of this show on the flight home from BlizzCon 2018.
We did.
And that was the last year we went.
Sounds like the Mile High Club there.
It does, doesn't it? But enough friends came back and were stoked about their time and had a really good time there that it just made me miss it.
Oh, I know. I heard about it. And every time I would hear anything about it, I was a little nostalgic. Like, that was so... Oh, my gosh, I love it. And I saw pictures and thought, oh, my gosh, I stood right there.
Because we did like a decade plus of going. We were... Every year we went. And this year, they were just different about the way they did press. And so a lot of people who would have, like in my case, I would have in years past gotten press access. I didn't this time. And I don't know why. It's fine. Whatever. They change stuff. Different people running it. So I just saw that and went, well, okay, I guess I'm not going this year. And didn't really feel like
I had the
money.
Didn't think much of it until you saw everyone going. And you're like,
then you miss it. You get a little FOMO. I don't get FOMO very much, but that kind of did a little bit. A little bit. Plus, you know,
sent you over the edge. Now
actually,
you
know what?
FOMO.
I was fine until Metzen got up and killed it on stage.
Oh, that was so great.
Everything prior to that was like, yeah, okay, I'm not really missing much.
I've been there, done that. And then you saw him and went, I wish I was there.
And even the aftermath of it was kind of, okay, it's all fine. But that, he just has a way of like, that guy, dude, just gets, he doesn't think he does this, but he gets up there. He's so charismatic. He has like a plus 50 charisma score. and doesn't really even think he does. You know, I talk to him all the time. And he's kind of like one of the humblest guys I know. Honestly, truly humble. But you'd never know it. You get him up on the stage and something happens. Something clicks and he becomes, he can make all those people drink poison right there on stage and we'd have another giant Jonestown massacre.
Holy crap.
If he was evil.
I think that's not cool.
He's not evil. He's not evil, so you'd never do that. But if he was evil aligned.
I see.
He could get people to, he's so
good. Don't give him any suggestions.
Well, I think he's all right. anyway, I miss that vibe, so we may have to go. Also, I have slept weird since daylight savings turned over, and I can't really explain this. I haven't talked to you about this yet, but every night since the hour back, I've slept funky, like dreamy weird. Wake up at 5, never go back to sleep.
Well, I mean, it's normally 6. So
yeah, but I usually sleep till 7 and can sleep till 7.
But it also we also had all the change of it's getting darker earlier, lighter, you know. It's just changed a lot because of the fall season too.
That's true.
Which I think has messed everyone. It does that. It messes everyone up. I think it would a little bit even if we didn't have daylight savings, which we wish we didn't. But
no, we don't want that anymore. Hey farmers who still lie and say you need it.
I don't think that's the problem.
I don't know what it is. You know what it is? I know what it is. What do I mean? I know exactly what it is. It's economic because if you have, this got explained to me. You can do business longer in certain quarters financially than you could if you didn't switch the times or something. It's something like that.
Really?
Like I
feel like it's just Congress going, well, now we've decided we're going to give it to them. They want it. Wait, do we stay with daylight savings or not daylight savings? We can't make a decision.
Yeah.
Four years.
Or they can never do anything simple. This sounds like such old people talk, but they can never do anything simple. Like they'll make
just
a bill.
Stop doing it.
They'll design a bill and say, hey, we're going to end this and just get to a normal standard time. And then someone will say,
"I'll have to vote."
Then someone else says, "Well, I'm going to insert a little something in there. This bill here says that you have to be 30 to vote, and also we're going to stick in something in there about girls have to cover their heads with a bag all their whole lives, like whatever, some weird pork belly bullshit." Sorry. And then it doesn't get through because no one's going to vote for that, and then they have to wait another year. It's such stupid.
So yeah, we've been talking about it for what, 10 years now?
Oh, more than that. I
mean, like you and I.
You and I always. Every day we talk about it.
Every single day. Yeah, right. Because we got nothing else going on.
Nope, nothing else going on. But I can tell you that every single day I appreciate my Raycon earbuds. Oh, look at that transition. That was magical. What I just did. Look, it might be a little early to start decorating for the holidays, unless you live in our house.
No, it's not.
But it's never too early to start your holiday shopping. You have to admit that's true because you do
that's
it all year.
That's very true.
Why not take care of it now before the crowds and, you know, packed calendars make, you know, things worse for you and make shopping a total nightmare, especially when you can get some of the best deals of the season right before, well before Black Friday if you start now.
And online.
Yeah. You can shop Raycon products right now and save up to 50% off. That's insane. That's all of them, by the way, because of their early Black Friday sale, and it's going on right now. To get everyone in the holiday shopping spirit a bit early, Raycon is currently offering 20% off everything on their site and select products up to 50. All right? This is an unusual thing this time of year. Go to buyraycon.com/skim. And you've heard me talk about these products before. You've heard me talk about my favorite earbuds before. Well, I love them. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, there's no way for me to... I can't lie about this because I actually like them. You could tie me up to a thing, right? A lie detector. And I'd say, I like...
I don't think that's how it works. They don't really tie you up to it.
All right.
They hook you up to it, yes.
Strap me down to anything. but I would say I like them and it would go, ding, he's telling the truth. And this past year, they've expanded their entire business and they've added the introduction of Raycon Home and Raycon PowerTech. They've got 5-star reviewed Magic 180 cable. This allows you to charge iOS, micro USB and type C devices 8 times faster with 100-watt power delivery. Oh my gosh, I need that now. Their faucet filter ultra filters. Listen to this. The water in your tap against chlorine and other heavy metals. Unless you're into the music, you don't have to block those out. That's fine. Anyway, it's a must-have for ensuring the water you use to wash your face and hands and brush your teeth and all that stuff is actually clean. Isn't that crazy? They're branching out, man. But anyway, they're always giving you the features and the thoughtful stuff that you want with your stuff, including these earbuds, which I love so much. So beat the crowds and save now. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on Raycon's early Black Friday sale. Hurry now to buyraycon.com/skim. That's S-K-I-M. To get 20% to 50% off site wide. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score up to 50% off Raycon products. Go check it out today. All right, Kim, do you want to do some emails?
Absolutely.
We don't have a sound for emails.
Do we need a sound for emails?
I don't know. It's like, what could we do here? Do I have something fun? How about... No.
That's not a good one.
How about...
No,
that's... No, that's not good. We want yes. All right, whatever. That'll work. Let's do some emails.
Okay.
And a couple of, what do you call them? Texts as well. If you want to email us, skimshow@gmail.com. If you want to text us, 801-471-0462. We've got a little bolt today. Here's an email from someone who says this. Hey, Scott and Kim. Been a listener since the early ELR days in 2006 when I got my first iPod. I was 19 then. So that's almost half my life of you babbling on in my ear holes. And then he says, proof. And look at this. This iPod shot.
Oh, my gosh.
People at home can't see this. I'll post this on Twitter or somewhere.
Yeah, but you need to post that because that's really funny.
Isn't that great?
Love it.
Then says, this picture is post-Andrew, unfortunately. Oh, well. He's talking about Andrew on the instance. Still waiting for that ELR reunion show, please. Kim, help me out here. All right. Then he says, but if we can't get that, you also promised us a parenting podcast at some point. I think he's confusing with the book we promised. Or didn't promise, but said we were thinking about.
This is our parenting podcast.
Yeah, this is it. And I haven't written in about this because I have no reason to, but now I do. And then he says, proof again. And then look at this baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this cute little baby.
She's got a little earring.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So adorable.
Where's the other arm? Oh, it's just
in here. It's just... Scott. She's adorable.
Oops. Ugh. Anyway, it says, and I realize that baby Otilia, am I saying that right? O-T-I-L-I-A? Otilia.
Otilia.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that's really cool.
We need parenting advice from the best parents I know. Help, Scott. You're my only hope. Do you want her to live in a crack house because I wasn't able to provide adequate parenting? He says. This is from Norbert, is his name. I love this, first of all. Second of all, I love that you've been listening that long. And third of all,
you're doing a great job you're even asking.
Yeah, you're doing good, man. You're doing great. And let's think about this for a second. 2006 to 2016, that's 10. 2016 to 2023 is another, what is that, another six? Mm-hmm. Oh, what is that? Is that right?
Seven.
So I'm trying to figure out how old they are.
17 years.
So that's been 17 years of this? They were 19 when they started. That makes them.
You got this. Come on.
I can't do the math. 30? Right? No.
Close.
32. 1? 29.
6.
6? 26? 36.
Oh, my gosh.
He's older. He's 10 years.
Oh, that is like hard to hear.
That sucked. Yeah.
26?
Yeah. Big apologies across the board to everyone involved.
But congratulations on beautiful
Otilia.
Otilia.
It's a beautiful name.
That's really cool.
Yes, grats. Huge grats. That's awesome. All right. Peter wrote in. Here's what Peter has to say. Hey, Kim and Scott, love the show and really sorry for the awful year Kim had with her family.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was rough.
You guys are so nice.
Latest episode, you mentioned having a wasp's nest you're having a tough time getting rid of. A few years ago, we had one in a concealed area in our basement ceiling. They were getting in and around the AC lines. Tried some of the sprays, but they never really did enough as they wouldn't get far enough in and around the lines and didn't want to pull the ceiling down and have that nightmare.
Oh, well, I agree. Gosh. No joke.
Did a bit of digging and discovered insecticide powder. Was a bit tough to find in stores, but just dusted all around the entrance over the next few days, and they were all gone within a week. They track the powder into the nest and slowly kill off the entire hive. Worked like a charm. Toughest part was pulling down the ceiling to get rid of the nest before we started to get a bad smell.
Oh,
keep up
yikes.
The good work, Peter. I didn't think about that. I guess if you got a bunch of rotting bees or wasps, they're going to stink.
Well, if there's that many of them too.
Yeah.
They're not just going to dry up.
Grody.
Yikes.
That's gross.
That's crazy. It was in your ceiling.
No, that was when I was a kid. Do we ever lose a gerbil in the vents with you, or was that before? I think it was when I was a kid.
You were a kid. You lost him, and I remember you telling me this story.
Yeah, gerbil got out. The mother of the brood that I was selling escaped her confines, and we couldn't find her. And then the summer started, and we started getting this smell.
Oh no!
And if you turned on the heater or any kind of ventilation, just blew it through the house. It was awful. She died in the vent somewhere.
Yikes!
Never did find her. We just had to let it run its course.
Let that hot air just dry her right out.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Gross.
That's how we had to do it. It sucked.
Well, I need to find. I think I have some insecticide powder. I hadn't thought about that, but it's in the front yard, in between two rocks. But they're like the big boulder kind.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Well,
that sounds like a great idea.
It does. I'll bet you can get this on Amazon or something.
I think I have a powder.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I use it usually for snails.
Yeah.
It kills, or you know, they won't.
Carter doesn't like that you do that.
No, model. I know, but here we are.
So but here we are.
Here we are trying not to get anyone else stung this year after I got stung.
Yep. If we leave this life actually, with blood on our hands for
Carter
the genocide.
Got stung too.
Oh, she did?
She did.
Okay.
So I think she'd be okay with it.
She's probably all right. Yeah, well, we'll try that. I think that nest is officially done for the year, though, because it's too cold.
No, I was out there. Well,
right?
It's still there, though, because when I was out raking leaves, they were still coming out of that space.
Were they all slow? And
they were slower, yes, yeah. But that doesn't... I think they'll make it through the winter if I don't do something.
They're still jerks.
They're still jerks.
All right, let's get some powder. We're doing it. There's one from Gabby here to read. It says, hi, Scott and Kim. First off, thanks for always warming my day with your family news. Warming your day, wow. I love hearing stories about the little ones in your life, and it always brings good memories of my son turning 17 on Monday. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fun.
Happy freaking birthday, dude. 17. That year. Whew. You know what? Is that senior year or is that junior? Could be either, I guess, depending on which.
Yeah, depends on when their birthday is.
At. But my junior year, bliss. One of the best years of my life. I can give you 3 years I count as the best 3 years I ever had. My year of being 10 to 11.
Okay.
I have nothing but amazing fond memories of being a kid in that time, pre-junior high and all that BS, pre-puberty. None of that mattered. Yeah. All I wanted to do was catch snakes and play outside and
ride your bike.
Yeah. Drink, you know, ices, and it's just the life. Oh my gosh. Big wheel was still cool to drive. You know, that was a great time. Second best year of my life. And this is talking full year, not like moments in time. Marriage to you, kids being born. Those are all really important. But like years where I look at those years fondly. It's that. It's junior year high school. For whatever reason, I just didn't feel any pressure that year.
Not yet.
No. Senior year sucked everything that can be sucked. That sounds terrible. I should
take
all that back.
One way to put it.
Yeah. Sophomore, I hated sophomore and freshman years. Those were all bad. Junior year, great. Loved it. You're not quite king of the hill, you know, with all the responsibility the senior has and all your plans.
But you're not the baby coming in.
I'm not the noobs, so nobody's making fun of you or giving crap. I finally, I think, settled into what I was going to be. I stopped being awkward and gangly. It was
school
just
newspaper.
Great.
You were drawing everywhere.
Yeah.
The time.
It was a real formative year. Love that year.
What else?
2015. Do you know why?
Why?
I weighed what I want to weigh. I just loved where my kids were at in 2015.
Okay. Nick was 15.
Even though Nick was in that year of struggling, because that's the year
you... 15, 18, and 21 that year.
Yeah. And I loved
it. Crazy. Okay.
It was the year Mad Max Fury Road came out. It was the best nerdtacular.
Good year for you.
Best nerdtacular we ever did.
Okay.
Top shelf, dude. That was such a great nerdtacular that year. It's the year Metzen came out and we had all, and it was so good.
So fun. Okay.
And then.
That was three.
That's it. That's three.
That was three.
When will my fourth be? You'll have to wait and see.
Just this next year.
Anyway, sorry. Gabby says all those things that I read about the 17-year-old and then says, maybe this is too personal, but I've always wondered if you both grew up in the LDS church. Various stories you have told throughout the years have made me assume that, but perhaps I'm wrong. And says, when Carter's tonsils are better, please have a Scarter show. We want to hear about Carter's adventures. Love, Izzy, house mom. No, I-Z-Z-E. What would that be?
The eyes house?
I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, Gabby. We've heard from Gabby a lot. She's very nice. Yeah, we did. We both grew up in the church.
That's so funny that she just assumed it.
Yeah, I think it's easy to assume. If you are somebody who also grew up, you would probably notice some things. Or I don't know if you would or not. I've talked about this before. So it's not like a secret. I've talked about it on other shows.
No, we don't push any.
No, we don't talk. We don't like get on here and go, all right, here's what we do or don't do or any of that. And I've also talked a lot about how my dad's version of
theology at all. Yeah.
Was so different. That's really what I think of religion as. And his whole thing is kind of Kim's embodiment. It's helping people. Like, you guys know the story about Tesla, our neighbor. We had that whispering
I know, as if anyone can hear you.
But we had that run in 2015. Ooh, another thing in 2015. Or was that 2016?
It was 16. Okay. That's funny.
Not in the good year. Anyway, where we had the big fight and the neighbor fight and all that. There's a whole story there if you haven't heard it. But nowadays, Kim's over there helping him with stuff. She's taking him dinner.
I haven't talked to her yet. They just had their third baby.
But you went out and saved them when they got their stupid Tesla car stuck in the snow. You and Nick helped dig them out.
Is it stupid?
Not stupid, but you know what I mean? Like Kim's whole thing with life, and she hates when I do this while she's sitting here, but that's her thing. That was kind of my dad's whole, that was religion in our house. It wasn't about theology. It wasn't about, you know,
afterlife or doctrine
or any of that. It was about, what are you doing right now to leave things better than you found them? Are you helping a guy who looks like he needs help? Are you ignoring that person? If you're ignoring them, then you're not doing it right. That was the attitude. So it was more like on the ground action based faith. And it really didn't have anything to do with anything else. And I have learned as I've gotten older, that's a little weird. I shouldn't say weird. It's different.
But it is the most important part.
Well, I think so. But I know I'm biased because that's what I grew up with. But it seems to me that he was right, and that's just us. That's how we try to roll. We're not perfect at this, but
no, and no one's expecting that either.
It's small stuff.
It's why we tell our kids though. It's like, you be nice to everybody, you give everybody the respect you expect.
Yeah, even if you disagree with them, even if you're mad at them, even all these things.
You can be a good person still. You don't have to be a total dick.
Yeah, unless you cut Kim off on the freeway and then all bets are off.
I'm sorry. I am a very angry driver when it doesn't go my way.
Well, it's not. I will say this. So as much as I'm the one next to you going, it's fine, don't worry about him, let him go. You don't do it for people. You're not doing it when you're at fault or someone. Like, if you do something, if you cut somebody off, you're always I'm so sorry. But if it's somebody else, you know, Kim has words. She has things to say.
I got a few words to say.
So we're not perfect, but we try. And by trying, I mean little things. Like, if there's a chance just to cheer somebody up with a text, we try to take it. If there's an opportunity to make somebody food because they just had a baby, we try to do it. Like, those sorts of things seem more meaningful to me than somebody sitting around acting all pious, talking about doctrine.
How to do it, but not actually doing it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There's too many people talking about how to be a good person and not doing anything about it.
Yeah, regardless of actual brand of, whatever your brand
whatever
of religion
you,
is.
Whatever, wherever you came from.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
No, it's about the people.
Yeah.
It's about doing nice things for other people, whether they're in your family or whether they're perfect strangers.
Right. Like, this is the closest you'll ever hear me or Kim probably ever even talk about religion, because to us, this is what it is. That is it. If you don't have that, then what's the freaking point?
Yeah.
Right? That's my whole take is like, if you don't have that aspect of it, if you don't have that kind of expectation of yourself and trying to improve how you see the world and how you fit in it and how you leave it, then what are you doing? What is the point?
And make sure that that doesn't get blocked by, well, but they're not part of my religion.
Oh, hell no.
That's a problem.
It's my least favorite thing.
People where they, you know, well, I will help them, but only if they're doing the same things I am. That's not fair.
No, that's why people who grew up in the, even in, you know, in the LDS faith, I know they know better because they're taught,
they were taught
to not discriminate based on somebody else's beliefs. And when they do that, I just get frustrated, shake my head, and move on.
Yeah.
I do a lot of head shaking these days, but I guess what I'm saying is just be the best you can be. Work on your own crap. You know you have when you have crap. And I personally think it's made me a better person overall. And I think if my dad hadn't had that kind of overall methodology in our house, I feel like I would have come out different.
And yeah,
not in a good way. Because I think I have some tendencies that would have taken me, I don't know, darker places.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do. I think about that all the time.
In darker places.
I think about that all the time.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I hope that answers your question. We're not here to tell anyone what to do.
I'm not telling anyone they're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Do whatever you're doing. We just are trying to do what we're doing, and hopefully it's leaving a mark in a good way. Thank you, Gabby, for that. We got a lot today. Here's another one. This is a Skim Electronica recommendal. Haven, what? The original game soundtrack. I haven't played that game, but the soundtrack is so good. I've listened to it multiple times. My favorite track is Apple Do Stew. All right,
I'm in.
I'm going to just give you a taste of this. See if I can pull it up. You'll have to tell me if you hear this, because I'm not sure I have this routed right, but we'll give it a shot. So this is the guy who does the Doom music. You know, I'm Mutch Carter, and I love that, mm-hmm. the Doom soundtrack. He did a track on there. Let's see if I can find it. I got to get my head straight. Haven OST. Okay. Is this the one? Haven, original game soundtrack. This must mm-hmm. be it. Yeah, Scourge is the one I've heard a ton of. That's the one from, let's see. No, this is like a remake. What are we doing here? Hold on. Haven.
Look up Apple Do Stew.
No, not that. I'm looking for, I guess I could do that.
It's going to be easier to find.
Could you hear that music when I played
it? Yes, I could.
Okay, good.
I could.
All right.
There it is.
Oh, it is whatever this is then. Haven original soundtrack. Such a strange, this looks like a remix or something. Okay, well, anyway, let's play a little of this. I'm going to skip ahead some. I think this is like a chill remix. Yeah, this is somebody took that album and made like remake chill version of it. Anyway.
I like it though.
Wait, did you say Haven?
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of something else. Okay, I will give that a listen. That sounds awesome. Oh, I know what Haven is. It's the couple stranded on the planet.
It took you that long?
Yeah, they got the weird ship. I played this game. All right, now it's all coming to me. All right, well, we'll check that out. Thank you very much.
You've played
a
lot of games. I think that's the real thing to take away here.
Yeah, that's true. So if you're out there and you're like, what are we talking about? Go look it up on your music service of choice. Look for Haven OST and you will find it.
OGS.
OGS.
Original game soundtrack.
Oh, well, I always think of OST, original soundtrack. That's usually what I search for, but I don't know. People, different strokes, man. You know, like Arnold and brother. thank you for that. And I didn't get a name on that, so sorry, no name, but you're awesome. Thanks for the text. And finally, one more. This is another game-related one. This is for the Skim Show. This doesn't have a name to it either. They just said the following. What are the odds of getting Kim to play Diablo 4? Kim?
I will play it.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I'll play anything you want me to play. I'm not going to be good at it.
Well, I mean, it'll cost you another $69 to play it.
I am sure. You don't have that?
I have it. So you'd have to play on my account, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah. But it'd be fun to play together.
Account. I know that right now.
You could play with Carter, I guess.
I need to learn to play it first.
Because she has it. Yeah. Here's the thing. It's not that Kim won't play games. It's just that you're not driven to
I'm
play
not
them.
Driven to play them, and I usually have something else.
Yeah.
To do.
You almost always have something else to do.
While you play, I think, oh yeah, he's playing that. I'm going to go work on this you know, recipe, or I've got to do a recipe book for my sister. I've got all of her recipes. So every time I think, oh, I've got a little time to myself, I have plenty of things to do.
Yeah.
But I probably should start gaming
just a little.
Just a little, just so I can kind of pull myself away from, oh, I have another job to do.
Yeah. If I get that new Steam Deck, you can have my Steam Deck and then we can play together.
Oh, there you go. I'm not going to be good.
I don't need you to be good.
You've got many, many years on me for playing whatever game there is to play.
But maybe you would just pick it right up.
I think I could. I would try it, though. I definitely would try it. I'll try anything once.
You guys should see Kim around a nickel slot.
Whatever. That was like
the 90s, but still.
30 years ago.
Yeah, but you would walk in. We'd go to Vegas. She'd walk into the thing, and that's when they still had nickel slots. They don't do it anymore.
Literally, Taylor was a year and a half old. She has two kids now, and you haven't let that go.
And she would walk in. She'd be like, oh, look at that. And she'd get a bucket of nickels and just sit there.
I would. That's fun.
Plunk them in there. Yeah. And your mom was afraid that meant you were going straight to hell, is what she thought. Yeah.
What did she say? I have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard that in my life about me or at all. My mom never said that at all.
I don't think you have an addictive personality at all. I don't know where she got that. But boy, I got a stern talking to. And she found out we were going to Vegas. She cried mascara down to her feet and just sat me down and said, now, you know, she's the one I worry about.
Really? Because, come on.
I'm like, come on. Just because she kind of stood up for herself once in a while when she was younger.
I always stood up for myself, and I think that's where that came from.
Yeah, she saw that as very rebellious. But the thing is, you were still very dedicated to your family. You weren't like a rebel by any stretch of the definition. Nope. You kissed a boy at prom. Ooh!
I dated a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Okay. That was another thing. It was like I was constantly dating different people, but that was fun for me. I wasn't in any serious relationship till you.
Yeah. I mean, we've said this on the show before, and I don't like to embarrass ourselves like this, but we were virgins when we got married.
Yep.
No one believes me when I say this, but we were.
I don't care if you believe it.
We saved it, baby. Woo! And we've had it. And since then, we've had sex at least three times. At least three.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we have proof that we've done it three times. Genetic proof. Anyway. We're not ascribing this to anybody. We're just saying that was who we were and that's what we did. And I don't know why your mom was so worried about you. You never did drugs. You never drank. You never smoked a single cigarette.
I was a good kid.
You weren't rebellious.
I was a really good kid.
I agree. Just because once in a while, I mean, what did you guys, were allowed to watch the Scarlet Pimpernel twice a year. You guys were really so rebellion to her was you didn't finish your carrots, right? Lame. Sorry if you're listening, Francis, we love you. You're the mother of my wife and grandmother to my children, and you're awesome. All right, that's gonna do it for
nice
that
save.
How about foodie? So check this out. Kim made this I don't even know what you call it, but you made a soup type thing that has like little pasta things in it, kale, carrots, beans.
It's called minestrone soup.
Oh, well, I didn't know I had a name.
It does.
You invented it, though.
No, yeah. I did not invent anything. It's Italian. I didn't invent the Italians.
Well, then who did? I've been misinformed.
Minestrone soup, and it's a really fun one for fall because you're using all the vegetables a lot of them that are in season right now.
They just were harvested, yeah.
Yeah. And you can put some butternut squash or zucchini in there, which is all in season right now.
Zucchini, I could see. Butternut squash, keep that away from my soup.
You don't love your butternut squash, unless it's the creamy kind.
Yeah, with lots of butter on it. Oh, no, the soup. Yeah.
The soup.
Yeah, that's really good.
Its own thing, not chunks of butternut
squash. But this is two shows in a row where you've made some kind of homemade soup that sure resembles somebody else's idea of what's called minestrone or whatever.
Oh, wow. You guys missed the air quotes.
Yeah, did a nice big with the two fingers. But it's so good. And we still have some up there. I'll probably eat it today.
Okay. That's a good, healthy thing for you to eat.
Yeah, I eat that and I feel good.
Super
I don't
healthy,
feel guilty.
And it is vegetarian.
I do have to do this today and you're not going to be happy about it.
Uh-oh. What am I going
to
happy
I have with? To get, because yesterday I had zero soda at all. Look at this can over here. It's unopened. I had no soda yesterday. All
One
I
dr- whole day.
No, the day before I didn't either. Didn't have any the day before.
No, you walked down there with a...
Oh, but that was a
It was a Mountain Dew Zero. I'm sorry. Oh, that is soda.
No, that's the one I didn't open. See? Look, still.
Oh, okay. I see.
I took down so it was a ginger ale because I was feeling a little grumbly.
That's still soda.
I know, but it was, you know, it was medicinal.
That's what you could say about your Dr. Pepper Zero. It's medicinal.
So that's what I need today.
You need.
You need to go to Swig.
I think that you're addicted if you need a soda.
I'm not addicted in the debilitating sense. It's not going to stop me from getting work done. I need you to get me one of those big Dr. Pepper Zero with cherry in there.
As long as you drink that much water today, too.
Okay, I promise.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You guys can all hold him to that.
Do you guys also have the... Everyone out there...
Do you also have a wife that's saying, stop drinking so much soda?
I don't drink that much soda. It's the only vice I have. I know, I have nothing else.
I know. It's true.
I have nothing else. And besides, I spent most of my life not drinking soda at all. Not because I was told not to. I just didn't. Wasn't into it. It's only now. So I haven't been building up a problem.
What were your vices before?
I don't really think I had any. Video games
and sugar.
Drawing on my homework. I think that was it. Anyway, we got to... Oh, that sounds good. But I also want to hear from listeners who write in and say, do you guys also have a bunch of these crop up, these little soda focus places? Because over here, it's like
weeds. Oh my
gosh,
there's like different ones too.
Yeah, it started with what's it called?
Swig.
And then there was So Delicious.
Soda-licious.
Soda-licious. And then there was Fizz. There's another one.
There's a new one that I hadn't heard of. I can't remember what it's called.
They're cropping up like
crazy.
They're
just everywhere. And there are soda... All the different sodas mixed with different fruit purees and
flavors. Imagine that machine, like that Coke machine that you can choose all the stuff, except it's got every possible combination.
Except they'll put real pieces of lime, lemon, little chunks of peaches, actual peaches,
strawberry
frozen
peaches,
ones.
All that. Yeah.
So they put
really
that
good.
In the soda. So they make all these crazy names for them. And
they even make a fruit water.
They do a fruit water, yeah. But you can have it flat or sparkling, too.
Yeah, yeah. They got all these ideas. So it's just basically a gourmet soda shop.
Yep.
And they're everywhere now.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
And they have lines most of the time.
In the summer, there are long lines.
I think it takes advantage of our high children/teenage content in Utah. We got a lot of youngins here.
We do have a lot of youngins.
Yeah, so it's good
stuff.
And
they love it. And I see a lot of it. Right before people pick their kids up from school and right after people pick their kids up.
Yeah.
Because they'll take all their kids and a carload and it's maybe $10 for everybody to get a drink.
Yeah, it's cheap. That's the other thing is it's cheap, it's fast, it's fun, and I'm getting one today. All right, that is going to do it for today's show. We'd love to get your feedback and comments. Those email addresses and text number, voicemail even, if you want to do a voicemail numbers, are, well, I'll do the number first, 801-471-0462. That gets you into voicemail or a text, whatever you want. Skimshow@gmail.com if you'd rather email us. And we'd love to hear back from you. If you like this show and you want to support it, we do have a Patreon that kind of covers all the little extras on the network, including this show. So you can go over to patreon.com/frogpants. And kick in a little monthly there if you'd like. Frogpants.com/skim is our website, and we would love to have you over there as well. I think that's everything. Am I forgetting anything?
I'm headed to Swig.
Oh, yeah, dude. And it doesn't even matter what time it is. Like right now, it's like 9:40. Oh, I got a show in 10 minutes. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Got to go do that. So that's going to do it. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table, Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.